Good morning. A nice comfortable start to the day across most of interior New York and New England, with temperatures in the lower to mid-60s to start with low humidity. A warm front, which remained off to our south yesterday, is now tracking through the area. As the front moves from south to north, the door will open for increased humidity today. And with that increased humidity, along with temperatures in the middle to upper 80s, a couple of thunderstorms will fire this afternoon. The activity will not be widespread, but those thunderstorms that do pop up have the potential to be on the stronger side with gusty winds and hail. And as a result, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined our area for a slight risk of severe weather today. Otherwise, just plain warm and humid and very summer-like, and that'll carry over into the evening hours with scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be muggy with overnight lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. This will set the stage for an active day tomorrow with increasing warmth and humidity. Readings will be in the mid-80s, and a cold front will head our way from the west. Along with jet stream energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, the combination will produce more widespread showers and thunderstorms, and these storms could be on the stronger to severe side as well during the course of the afternoon. Heading into tomorrow night and Wednesday morning, some leftover showers, then we'll dry things out with sunshine Wednesday afternoon for Thursday and Friday as well, as temperatures come back closer to normal levels for this time of year, with readings generally in the 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has also outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes region, and also a slight risk of severe storms across portions of Texas and Oklahoma. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Beryl, which made landfall near Jacksonville Beach, Florida, around 12:10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time this morning. Beryl is located by National Weather Service Doppler radar and surface observations to be about 20 miles west of Jacksonville, Florida, and moving toward the west near 8 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest and then toward the north with a decrease in forward speed is expected today, followed by a turn toward the northeast tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Beryl will continue to move inland over northeast Florida today and move into southeast Georgia tonight and tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is expected to continue today, and Beryl is forecast to become a tropical depression tonight. Dangerous surf conditions, including rip currents, are expected along the coast from northeastern Florida to North Carolina, and rain accumulations of 4 to 8 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 12 inches are likely. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Kigali, Rwanda at 11 o'clock last night. The last report of hail was at Kars, Turkey at 8:50 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. There were 103 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday at Wilson Lake, Kansas. The 100-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1980 by 7 degrees. There were 5 daily record lows at Sunset Crater, Arizona. It was 15 degrees, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set in 1987. At Mount Washington this morning, 20 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 43 degrees with a northwest wind at 39 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 47, 60% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30 inches even and on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Crestview and Elgin Air Force Base, Florida, and also at Rockford, Illinois, to a low of 19 at Mammoth Lakes, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low, 57, the average temperature, 71, that's 9 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, now 4.63 inches, which is 1.52 inches above normal, and 12.40 inches for the year, which is 1.88 inches below normal. There were 6 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 42, and for the season, 50. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. the record high 91 set in 1911 and the record low 33 in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, very warm and humid with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today, very warm and humid with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today, very warm and humid with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, very warm and humid with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely, some on the stronger side, perhaps even severe, lower to mid-80s. A morning shower, then a mix of sun and clouds, breezy with lower humidity Wednesday, lower 80s. 70s with a mix of sun and clouds for Thursday and Friday, chance of shower Saturday, and dry on Sunday with highs over the weekend in the 70s. Have a great Memorial Day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.